COVID-19 case numbers continue to drop in St. Albert, according to data released by the province today. Data from the province reported on June 8 showed the 7-day case rate, per 100,000, from May 31 to June 6 was 28.7, compared to the 46 reported on May 30. There were 20 new COVID cases in St. Albert from May 31 to June 6, compared to the 32 cases reported the week prior. There have been no new COVID deaths. The number of St. Albertans who have died from COVID, to date, remains at 83. Sturgeon County COVID cases decreased slightly last week. The 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 28.6, the province reported June 8, compared to the 32.27-day case rate the week prior. The number of new COVID cases in the county was 8, compared to the 9 cases reported on May 30. There have been no new COVID deaths in the county. The number of people who have died from the virus remained at 18. Morinville saw an increase in COVID cases. Data from the province reported on June 8 showed the 7-day case rate per 100,000 was 61.3 compared to the week before, which was 52.6. There were 7 new COVID cases in Morinville, compared to the 6 reported by the province the week prior. The number of people who have died from COVID in Morinville, to date, was reported as 16 on June 8. Last week the province reported 17 deaths in Morinville. The Gazette reached out to Alberta Health to inquire about the drop. A spokesperson for Alberta Health responded to the Gazette's request with the following statement: "There was a data reconciliation today, and 33 previously reported deaths were determined to not be COVID-related and were removed from the overall total. The average PCR test positivity rate from May 31 to June 6 fell to 15.14% compared to the 16.91% reported the week prior. A total of 816 were hospitalized with the virus in Alberta," the province reported on June 8, a drop from the 931 people hospitalized with COVID the week prior. The number of people in ICU with COVID also dropped. There were 24 people admitted to the ICU, which was reported this week, compared to the 29 reported last week. There were 9 COVID deaths in Alberta for the week of May 31 to June 6, and 4,567 Albertans have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. Province reports second monkeypox case on June 7. Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, gave a monkeypox update on Twitter. Hinshaw confirmed a second case of monkeypox in the province. Citing privacy concerns, Hinshaw would not divulge where the case was found, but said it was not linked to the other confirmed case. She said the individual was self-isolating. Hinshaw said the overall risk of Albertans contracting monkeypox remains low, as the virus is predominantly transmitted through close physical skin-to-skin contact, which is why it can be spread to sexual partners. While monkeypox is not a STI, sexually transmitted infection, the majority of global cases to date have been among men who have reported intimate relations with other men, she said. Hinshaw said there may be an increased risk for individuals in this group who have a new sexual partner. However, this doesn't mean the virus is limited to one community. Anyone who has prolonged contact with an infected person is at risk. It is important to not stigmatize any group. Advice to practice safer sex applies to everyone, such as avoiding having sex if feeling unwell, she said. Symptoms of monkeypox include genital sores, fever, and rash. The province is asking anyone with these symptoms who has recently had a new sexual partner or who has been in prolonged close contact with a person who has monkeypox, to self-isolate and call 811.